Vatican Radio, World News.
Welcome to our half-hour daily program for Africa.
Laudetur Jesus Christus.
Dear brothers and sisters, the new series of catechesis, which we begin today, are devoted to prayer.
Through its 40 language programs and with the contribution of its 200 journalists, Vatican Radio offers news on the Catholic Church. It has a great variety of news and feature programs that focus on the activities of the Pope in the Vatican. They offer in-depth analysis on moral and religious issues in line with the Church's teachings. They provide live reports and musical entertainment. But if you're a listener, you already know that. What you may not know is that our sister program, English for Africa, has a new director. His name is Father Moses Hamungole, and he's from Lusaka in Zambia. Seeing I know the rest of the group rather well, I decided to go and say hello.
You are the new head of our English for Africa program. How does that feel?
Well, it's a big challenge and I'm still trying to find my feet, having come from a background of being in studying for the last 2 years. So I'm still adjusting from being a student to becoming a worker, a full-time worker, as it were.
Were you studying communications as well?
Yes.
Okay. In Rome as well, I understand.
Yes, in Rome as well. So that was in 1999 to 2002.
And tell me, when you were in Lusaka, which is where you've... I know you've travelled a lot, but I presume you've spent a lot of time in Lusaka, which is where you come from. Did you listen to Vatican Radio?
A few times, yes. At the time when I was working in the production studio called, at the time, Yatsani, we had already started thinking of setting up a radio station, beginning with the one for Lusaka Archdiocese, which also took the name as Yatsani Radio. I was working with Father Eustace, and he had been working at Vatican Radio. So in a way, he started getting the programs that were being aired in form of cassettes, which he was keeping for the new radio, so that when the new radio would start, they would be able to have some material to broadcast during the test period. So in an indirect way, I was listening to Vatican Radio at the time.
You had no idea you'd end up here?
No, not even in my wildest dreams.
You have a great staff downstairs, and I think many of our listeners already know them because Festus and John Baptist went on a trip, and we do liaise a lot. We do communicate with our sisters and brothers downstairs. How many people make up the English for Africa program altogether?
There are four people. There's John and Festus and Godfrey Kampamba.
I am Johnny Baptist Tumusime.
I am Festus Tarawali.
My name is Kanyante Godfrey Kampamba.
And myself. And then we have two colleagues that really are part of our setup, as it were, but they concentrate on the Kiswahili programs. There are two of them. There's Father Richard Mjigwa and Mama Muhera.
Hamjambo, wasikilizaji wetu wa Afrika Mashariki na Kati.
Hii ni Radio Vatican ikiwatangazia katika lugha ya Kiswahili.
That's what I wanted to ask you, because if you open the web page, on the right-hand side there's the English for Africa, and on the left-hand side it's in Kiswahili.
Yes. We do have a relationship with the Kiswahili because mainly Kiswahili is spoken in the so-called English part of Africa, I mean in East Africa, and those countries fall under our English for Africa service. So in a way, we have this collaboration, and the Department of Kiswahili seems to have come up as a baby of the English Africa service. So,
who do you broadcast to?
Well, mainly it's to, so to say, English Africa-speaking countries. But also, strange to me, during these few months I've been here, I'm getting reports or broadcast reports from people in Europe. For example, a couple of times. I think two times now I've seen letters or reports from Finland, one from UK, and another one from Germany. For me, that was really an encouragement to know that there are many other people following our programs.
As a journalist here at Vatican Radio, I found Father Moses's comment on feedback particularly interesting.
I've heard a few comments from people that I've met, like who would tell you, look, we always tune in to English Africa service because of one of the programs, apart from Church News, of course, which not many mainline media do broadcast. But also they said there's an angle that when we present things, even about what we call panorama, which kind of covers quite a number of countries in Africa, what is happening, they say there's an angle which is not usually covered from the mainline media or so, to say the big media. Usually, for example, somebody was telling me quite recently, what is given in other media is mainly figures of people who have died without the human angle to it, without looking at the suffering, that the whether it's 10 people who have died. Normally in Africa, we talk of extended families. If you talk of 10 people, you can be sure more than 100 people are affected by those 10 lives that have been taken away. So there's that angle that is usually missing in the secular media, so to say.
How many different programs do you have within your own program? Do you do a news program?
Yes, we do a news program which is called the Church News, first of all, which concentrates mainly of church activities, announcements, the activities of the Pope, and also from the national conferences and regional bishops' conferences. And then we have what is called Panorama, which looks at mainly the things that are not usually broadcast in the Church News, or could be the same issues but looked from another perspective, maybe with an emphasis maybe from what is being said by the international community or United Nations. And then we have other programs that are more of features. We have Millennium Appointments, which deals with a number of issues, justice and peace. And then we have also a sports program.
A sports program?
Yes,
which that's
mainly
interesting.
Looks at the different sports activities in Africa, but also concentrating mainly with football and the main games, so to say. So we try to give a coverage of that. And
I think you must be the only program on Vatican Radio that has a sports program. Am I mistaken?
I tend to think so, but I'll be able to confirm, as I'm not very familiar with the other programs being broadcasted from other angles. And then we have also a feature on the youths. Then there's a program which is called Echo of the Synod, which is a follow-up on the last synod and even the previous synods that have been held of the church. We have also another feature on the environment.
Right.
Then on Saturday, Sunday, we have some reflections that are given by one of the priests who's recording them on a weekly basis. And then Saturday we have preparation for the liturgy. As much as we take the readings of the Sunday readings, the first and the gospel, plus the reflection, but we try to avoid giving it like it's a mass. We take it as a help for people who are preparing to go the following day for mass.
One thing I've often noticed whilst listening to the English for Africa programs is the use of great music.
When people go out, for example, somebody goes out even on holiday, they collect as much as they can. They do some original recordings, even in some cases. And also through friends, they do send the music and then we download it and then we use it.
Now, I say this because you definitely have a very specific flavour. There's a very specific atmosphere to your programme, which is different
yes.
to the other programmes.
Mm-hmm. We try to use as much as possible the music from the countries that we cover. Of course, because of the languages, sometimes, though, once in a while, we are kind of open. I think we don't want to restrict ourselves to only Swahili or English songs. Sometimes we use also the local languages, as much as I may not be able to understand exactly, but I know when the listeners from that particular country tune in, they are able to understand the message
sure.
of the song. Or sometimes some of the songs have a universal message. You may not understand exactly what it says, but you know generally, this is Lord have mercy song, and you know what that means.
Are I also pointed out that perhaps more so than in other continents, Africans listen to the radio a lot.
I think we have quite a number of listeners in Africa, because quite a number of Catholic radio stations rebroadcast or cross over to the Vatican Radio at a specific time once we inform them that our program goes on air from this time to this time. So they kind of tune in to Vatican Radio and air it live at that particular time, and then when it is over, then they go back to their own program.
One thing that I've always felt very privileged is that at Vatican Radio, we're actually encouraged to talk about Africa. And also since the Synod in particular, we have a special page, we have an interactive map, which is great. Right now, the news is full of Africa.
Yes.
What kind of broadcasting do you do regarding the latest events across Africa?
Generally, say Vatican Radio covers the events from a very different angle. We are looking at the other aspects that are, we are not more interested in the figures. As you know, we can't say completely that there's no political angle in it, there is, but it's kind of a sober kind of political angle. For example, when we were reporting on Ivory Coast in the last few days, we've always said, look, let us wait until we have a clear confirmation, until we are sure what you are saying is what is happening. Because if you went to the media, you'll find that depending who was reporting or who was giving you, which news agents was giving you the story, they gave you from their angle. If it was a French one, they gave you the good things the French are doing and how they have been provoked and to warrant their participation in the civil war, so to say. If you look at the other side also, that is pro-Bagbo, they are also giving you the stories of why the French should not interfere into the local issues. So it depends on the line of support that the particular media gives to which country and who influences the politics. I think for us as at Vatican Radio, that's the difference that we have. So we use our own discretion, our own judgment to see what angle do we present in this issue. And our side is not mainly to encourage wars. We are not hero-worshipping so much the people who are bombarding, for example, in Libya. Our approach is to see what is it that can bring peace. What is it that can save the people that are being attacked, the innocent people who are being attacked? So I think those are the values that maybe make it a difference and gives value to our coverage of events in Africa, which very few other media houses, if I may use that expression, are doing that.
Finally, I asked Father Moses to tell me whether he has a special vision for the program.
Well, what I would like to say is I don't think I came with any vision, and I have no vision, so to say, of my own. I think I come to an established institution that has a long history. 80 years of existence is not a joke. And two, I come to work with collaborators who already have been working here and have a lot of experience. They are trained people. It's not like you are just walking into a house that is full of people who know nothing. But even then, they may not know something from an academic point of view, but they have the experience of the place. So in a way, my first attitude is one of learning. I want to learn and understand, first of all, how things are working. And I don't think so far I have regretted, because there's a lot that I'm learning about what is happening here at Vatican Radio. And also, I'm also seeing the possibilities where creativity can come. I was talking to one of the collaborators quite recently who was telling me, no, tell us what you want us to do. I told them, no, tell me if you want to collaborate with us, tell me what you think you can do. And from what you suggest, I will tell you, yes, this we can do, this we may not be able to do, or can we modify and do this? That means at the end, we'll come with a totally new product, because the collaborator and myself or the department, we are all working together to create something that is creative, something that is new. So I think I use the expression, I don't want to keep the windows closed, but at the same time I don't want to open all the windows, because if I open all the windows, there might be cold air coming in, it might affect me. But if I keep all the windows closed again, it might kill the creativity the opportunity for creativity that may be there, and I might be the first one to suffocate, so I don't want to suffocate, but at the same time, I'm being conscious and trying to learn and to understand what is my role. And I think my role is more of building a new team and trying to see how this team can function together to support each other as we carry out this mission, which is, for me, is a big responsibility, and also build together with this team. Let's come up together with the new initiatives and whatever, so that at the end, the vision that may be there is not my vision, but it's the vision of the whole program, working together to see how we can better the content or the programs that we broadcast to Africa and anywhere else that the listeners that follow us.
Praised be Jesus Christ. Laudetur Jesus Christus.